Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Round with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. The option is back, baby. Week one, and it feels so good. Now, you can still play along with us. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League, named the Option 25, and join today. It is open. It is free. It is beautiful. Play against us. Play against the champ, the lovely Rita Sanchez. Play against our in-crowd members and see how you do. We must begin on Thursday. The champs return to the field as the Dallas Cowboys go into Philly to take on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I'm taking the Eagles. This is a no-brainer for me.
My only question is, when does Milton get in? Because this is going to be a fucking bloodletting.
Oh, you think he's going to get in this early?
I think it's going to be an ass-whooping. And Shoddy's going to let Dak sit for a little while and let the kid play. Maybe starting a little something with the quarterback controversy. Who knows? Friday Night Football, because why not? YouTube. So
YouTube.
It's on YouTube. So if you need that information, there you go. They're playing at Arena Corinthians in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Brazil.
Leif Carroll G is doing the halftime show. Nice. The Kansas City Chiefs take on the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, I've got to go with the Chiefs. I got to think they start off pretty strong.
This isn't going to be... I don't think this is going to be as exciting of a game as people think it's going to be when you see the matchup of like Herbert versus Mahomes. Both defenses are still pretty good. So I see a relatively low scoring affair for them. That being said, I still take the Chiefs. I'm not sure about the Najee Harris thing. Like, what's he going to be like? He's cleared to play.
They're starting him.
Yeah. What's really he going to be? Interesting. You know, how does Herbert shake off that playoff? How does he shake off that playoff performance? It was so abysmal. So how, you know, he's got a lot of proving to do this year, but I don't think he starts doing that just yet.
Want to get your business in front of real sports fans? The Fade Route with DNZ reaches over 1,000 listeners every month. We drop fresh episodes every week and stay active on social media so your brand doesn't just get heard, it stays top of mind. Whoa. Local, loyal, and ready to spend. That's our audience. Are you ready to be part of the in crowd?
Yes!
Let's talk about how we can increase your foot traffic or get people to visit your website. Email us today and or message us on our socials so we can find the best packages for you. You can hit us up at faderoutemail@gmail.com and find us on our socials at Fade Route Podcast. Time to run the go route. Talk to you next week.
Sunday. The 1 o'clock slate. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers go in hot Atlanta to take on the Atlanta Falcons.
Bucks.
I am going to go with the Bucks as well. I am cautiously optimistic about the Falcons, but I think the Bucks take this one home. The Cincinnati Bengals go into the dog pound to take on the Cleveland Browns.
I'm going to take the Bengals, even though I think they lost the opener last year to the Patriots, I think.
Yes. Strange. This is the week where strange things happen, right? Does Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel, do they see the field at any point? Or can Joe Flacco hold them off one more week? The Miami Dolphins go into Indianapolis to take on Daniel Jones and the Indianapolis Colts.
I'm going to take Miami.
This is tough because I don't believe in either team. I don't believe in either quarterback. It's like, whoever's upright wins. There you go. Like, in a bizarre world, this could be like Riley Leonard versus Quinn Ewers. If shit really goes sideways. That would be something.
You really got a lot of backups starting this week. Or getting some playing time.
Dude, I have no faith. How could you have faith in the Colts? How can you still have faith in Tua? You know, with his injury history. It's dicey. It's absolutely dicey. As talented as the Dolphins are, Tua's health held them back for years. That one time where he learned how to fall was an aberration. That was an aberration. That being said, I think this game's won on the ground, and I think A-Chain is gonna have a better game. So I'm taking the Dolphins. The Carolina Panthers go into Jacksonville. Oh God, we have to talk about this game? Okay. The Carolina Panthers go into Jacksonville to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Carolina.
Same. Good game for Bryce Young. And the Jaguars continue to be shite. Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, and the Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders come east to take on the new and improved Mike Vrabel-led New England Patriots.
I'm taking the Vegas Raiders.
This is tough. Both sides are vastly improved. It was hard for me not to put the Raiders in the playoffs. It was hard. Like, because I could justify myself doing it. That being said, coming east is hard. We know this. I'm going to take the Patriots week one. Jesus, another game we have to talk about. You're kidding me here. The Arizona Cardinals come east to take on the New Orleans Saints.
The Cards.
Jesus. Heck of a job. Way to go. Way to put this together. Oh, my Lord. I'm going to have to go with the Cardinals. You have to, right? The Saints are nothing special. And that's being nice. The Saints are nothing special. Oh, did you circle this one on your calendar? The Aaron Rodgers Revenge Bowl. The Pittsburgh Steelers go into MetLife to take on the J-E-T-S Jets.
Steelers blowout city. It's the revenge tour.
It's like, can I pick a tie? Do you have... I don't think Lupus has a shot, to be perfectly honest. I don't know how Justin Fields is going to do. I don't see it. They are Lupus. It's never Lupus until it's Lupus. So there you go. I think Aaron Rodgers has a big day. I don't think Justin Fields struggles per se, but I just don't think he'll be able to keep up. Steelers take it home. The New York Football Giants go into Landover, Maryland to take on the Washington Commanders.
I'm going to go Skins, or I'm going to go Commanders, Commies.
Commies, you're going Commander. I am taking the Giants in an upset. I think Dex has a big game, upsets the running game, upsets Jaden Daniels' timing, just enough that rebuilt secondary is going to cause some problems, and I think Russ is going to do enough, and Neighbors is going to show up enough to take home the dub in week one.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits, or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The Tennessee Titans take on the Denver Broncos.
Broncos and a rom.
Poor Cam Ward. Welcome to the NFL, son. Welcome to the NFL.
Oh, shit.
Son of a bitch. Oof. Big game for Bo Nix. Big game for Bo Nix. And Brian Callahan's going to be like, what the fuck? Why did I come? Broncos huge. The San Francisco 49ers go into Lumen Field to take on the Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle.
I'm going to go with Seattle as well. I think it's going to be a better game than we're letting on. Sam is probably going to ball out. Brock Purdy going to do enough to stay in it, but not enough to win it. Oh, look. Division matchup. Dare I say, my AFC title, my NFC title game matchup. The Detroit Lions go into Lambeau to take on the Green Bay Packers.
I'm going to go with the Packers.
We are in agreement. I'm taking the Packers. It is September. It is not December. It is not January. They're going to be throwing all over the place. And we need to see what the Lions are about with their new coordinators. The Houston Texans go into SoFi to take on the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, Rams.
Oh, really? Interesting. Huh. So, I mean, you're not concerned with Stafford not playing? And up and just starting from now? No? Okay. That's fair. You know? I'm going to go with the Texans. I think that the Stafford missing preseason is going to be an issue. Even with Davante Adams being there, you need those reps. You need that rhythm. I think they probably still need to do that. Texans have a lot to prove. We'll see who they are without Joe Mixon. I think we're going to have a very entertaining game. Your Sunday night special. The Baltimore Ravens go into Orchard Park to take on the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo.
This is a tough one. This is an absolute tough one, right? You have two stout defenses. You have two stud quarterbacks. It boils down to who can make the play at the end of the game. A former MVP, a reigning MVP. I'm going to take the Ravens. Why not? I think that they got enough, right? Derrick Henry's still there. I think they'll play a little ball control and they'll get the job done. And they'll pull one out in Orchard Park. and your Monday Night Delight, the first one of the year on ESPN. The Minnesota Vikings go into Soldier Field to take on the Chicago Bears.
I'm going Vikings.
Yeah. Who has a better game, Caleb Williams or J.J. McCarthy?
J.J.
Yeah, I agree. I got to go with the Vikings as well. This is going to be an interesting game for Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. How can they move this offense forward? How can they kind of integrate some of the Detroit playbook into what Caleb Williams can do? We're going to find out, but they're going to find out that the Vikings are a pretty goddamn good football team. Those are our picks. What are yours? Play along with us. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League entitled The Option 2025. Sign up today. It is free. It is fun. It is fantastic. Take us on and see if you can keep up. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.